Hello, Louis, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. We are from Tu Música Hoy. We're very excited to have you here. We know that it's been 2 years since you've been to Argentina, and as you can see from the fans everywhere, we're very excited to have you back. Are you excited to be here?
Yeah, it's something I've been looking forward to for a while now, since I kind of put the tour dates out. So this has always been a place where I've been lucky enough to feel the love and the level of dedication that I do. So this is just another example of that. Yeah, it feels really, really good to be here in Argentina.
We know that you have a show on May the 18th.
Yeah, there is.
In the Vélez Sarsfield Stadium. Have you been there yet?
Yeah, we went there earlier on, which is kind of nostalgic. Remember playing there with the band, which was incredible. So to be able to come back and play there on my own, it makes me really proud.
It's very big.
Yeah, it is actually, yeah.
Do you get nervous in those shows?
I think because of my experience with One Direction, I wouldn't say that I get like intimidated by a bigger show. In fact, it probably makes me a little bit more excited. Don't get me wrong, I love playing the smaller shows as well, but I'm excited to hear how this record will feel in a space that big.
Nice. It's your first time playing this new record here in Argentina.
Yeah.
So is there any song you're particularly excited to play here?
Maybe one of the slightly heavier ones. I think that's going to get a good reaction. Maybe something like Out of My System, or I've got another song called Silver Tongues. Those two, I think, are going to go great.
Nice. We are a very passionate audience. I'm sure
they're
going to dance and sing. And from Argentina, from Buenos Aires, you've been here many times.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a favorite spot here, a place you like to visit every time you come?
I was saying before, we never really get enough sightseeing in, to be honest. Truthfully, we'll often maybe squeeze a nice restaurant in, or maybe find a good nightclub. There's an amazing one here that we went to last time. But other than that, yeah, I'm not the most cultured guy in the world yet.
Okay, so you like the nightlife.
Yeah, I do. I'm a trashy guy. I'll be honest with you.
It's okay. We have a lot of nightlife here. So
it's pretty great. It's pretty great, yeah.
Yeah. And also, do you have a favorite? Did you try food here or drinks or anything like that?
I'm going to go for a steak tonight that I'm very, very excited about. Yeah.
Okay. And have you tried Fernet?
No, what's that?
No. You have to try that. It's like a drink,
okay.
An alcoholic drink, an orange drink. It's like very bitter. We drink
it. Someone might have mentioned this summer drink to me. Okay, right.
Yes,
right.
You should try it tonight. If
okay.
You go out, you should say, a Fernet, please.
Okay, all right. I'll do
that?
Exactly that. Yeah.
This new album, it's kind of different from the thing you've done before. You come from a band, and it's been a while since you've been a solo artist, though. Was it hard for you to find like your own sound, different from like the group?
Oh, definitely. I think I never really even kind of looked at myself in that light before then. I only really ever saw myself as, you know, one of five, one of four. So it definitely took me some time to kind of compute all of those emotions and kind of sift through, you know, all the like self-doubt and all of that to find. I feel really comfortable where I've landed on Faith in the Future, and I probably couldn't say that after Walls. Don't get me wrong, when I look back, I think it was really important for me, but it's like night and day, how I feel performing Walls and how the whole process of that record just felt a lot more organic, really.
Mm-hmm. And are you involved in the process of writing and everything?
Yeah, it's massively important to me. I think, truthfully, and I could be wrong about this, and maybe they'll tell me otherwise, but I don't think they will. I think my fans want to hear what I've got to say. So, of course. You know, it's important. I think, you know, I would encourage every artist to write. We'll remember those
stupid jokes. Talking about music, do you know any Argentinian musicians?
It's funny you say that.
Oh.
Yeah, I do, actually.
What do you have there?
What do I have here? My little research sheet. Look, was airbag. Wait, pronounce that for me.
Cerati.
Yeah, you see, we'll just edit that out. Yeah, so I've got all the recommendations. Yeah, have you got any
nice.
More for me? Any
yes,
more?
Yes, I have plenty.
Go on. What you got?
I like a lot of rock music.
Yeah.
So like Conociendo Rusia, Banda Los Chinos.
Okay.
More like the indie kind of.
Yeah,
rock.
I like it. Okay, you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Nice.
And something you're really excited for in this tour?
The shows is the obvious thing to say, but I think what's really lovely, and this kind of happens on tour and you kind of see these stories, is almost post-show or even before the show, you get a sense of quite often people like might meet through Twitter and then they'll go to a gig together and it's like their first kind of time meeting each other and stuff. Like those kind of little stories that you hear along the way are really nice.
Nice. Very nice. Well, thank you very much for this interview.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.